Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you. I just thank God once again. Listen, that's one of my favorite songs. I'm telling you, you got to keep pressing. You're going to live past the moment. I like God Almighty, and I love how you know, she began to explain about the different trials that you go through, and it's starting to make you who you are. Some of you, you really need to take that in consideration, because a lot of things that we go through, my God, it starts developing us and forming us, and we become this individual that God choose not for us to be. Some of us begin to go and have bitterness and hatred. We begin to have not to be able to trust different ones and trust different people. I don't deal with so many people and so many hurt people, especially dealing with church and dealing with things that is in the church, and they like, listen, I can't trust another church no more. I can't trust, and that's all the devil wants, you know. But I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you got to understand, through the pressing and through the things that you go through, it's a learning lesson for positivity. It's a learning lesson for greater. It's a learning lesson to inspire, to encourage you, and for you to keep going. You cannot, my God, don't turn your lesson into something bad or what God is trying to meant for your good. Amen. God want it for your good, and this is for your good. Don't throw in the towel, and I know that you probably have to make tough decisions, hard decisions that coming in the point of life. That's just part of life. You got to understand, it's part of life. You're going to be with people, you're not going to be with them. You're going to come up with friends, then next thing you know, some of you got to go different certain ways. You know, it's just part of life, but you got to keep pressing past the moment. You got to keep living, you got to keep going. You got to keep, you know, pushing. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. No matter how hard it's going to be. If you do throw in the towel because it's hard, you're not going to survive it. You're not going to get to your place to where it's a blessed place. Either way it goes, you have to press. I just thank God that we give God, who is the head of our life, Jesus God. He is an awesome God we serve. He is an awesome God. And I just want to tell each and every one of you, you just keep pressing. You want to see the hand of the Lord keep moving in your life. You just keep going. You just got to keep going. Amen. I'm telling you right now, it is here. And I just thank God for what he is doing all over the world. Saints of God, I just thank God, our brothers and sisters, our listeners and our followers all over the world. And I'm telling you right now, we thank God for each and every one of you, my God, for participating and joining in with us over there in our beautiful family in international Norway, over in Europe. We thank God for them. Right about now, it's probably about 5 o'clock p.m. over there in their time. Amen. But I just thank God for them just listening to us for the afternoon, amen, ministry. And I thank God for them, and I just bless God for every one of them all over there in Massachusetts. We thank God here, right here in the United States. We thank God for our brothers and sisters in California. We thank God, Pennsylvania, you know, New York. But we thank God, Nevada. We thank God, Tennessee. We thank God for you as well. We thank God for all our brothers and sisters right here in the state of Georgia. We thank God for you all as well. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I can't tell you no more. Nothing else up under the roof. You just got to keep pressing. Keep pressing. Live past the moment. I wish I could tell you something, but ADM is not a ministry that's going to sell your game and sell your hope and sell your dream. That is unreality. Amen. I got to tell you, you're going to have to keep pressing. You got to keep living past the moment. Don't let somebody trick you that you're going to sow this way out. Certain walks is ordained. That's how you could know and build your relationship up with God. You know who God is through a lot of us.
Thank you.
We know God is a Jehovah Jireh. Why? Because we've been in place. We've been in a time to where we need to be provided to, and nobody but God, because it wasn't nothing else that we could say stuck in the midst of it. And that's how we found out that he's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. But God want to take you to a greater place, saints of God. He want to take you to a greater place. Listen, I'm going to share you this. I'm going to share with this what happened to me on the other day. Amen. I want to share this with you. My God, I'm telling you, when you go to a place with God to where things that you say, you got to be very careful, my God Almighty, because at the end of the day, once you get into a place with God, and you get in a place, my God, where you speak things in an atmosphere, my God, it could totally manifest. That's what God trying to get each and every one of you. It don't have nothing to do with, oh, that's a pastor, that's a prophet. No, baby, don't got nothing to do with, because the same benefits that is with this man of God, it can also be with you. I'm working for the kingdom, amen. And since I'm working for a kingdom, you know, I'm really stepping into covenant blessings, walking in covenant blessings. When you walk into that, it's for everyone. It's not for a particular individual, right? Me and my wife held a business at this specific place and at this location, amen. It's very elegant, amen. And they greet you with champagne and stuff. See, I'm not a drinker. I don't get in the champagne and stuff. I don't drink none of that, amen. So I looked at the guy just having fun, just having a good time, because that's what I love to do. I love to have a good time when I go different places. I say, no, I don't drink that. I no, thank you. I say, but I'll take some Kool-Aid. You know, hey, man, I was just having a little good time. I say, you know what, I get some Kool-Aid and different things like that. And he looked at me, he was like, what is Kool-Aid? Like, what is that? That's the type of place. Amen. And I say, you know, Kool-Aid, you know, that's old Southern. That's old, a little Southern, down South drink, you know. And next thing you know, we heard a ring. We heard a door, the bell ring later on that time. We had a doorbell ring, and the same guy, the gentleman, the bellsman, he had on a little platform a big thing of Kool-Aid for I could make some Kool-Aid with, amen. I looked at my wife. I said, baby, you serious? And yeah, she was like, yeah, you be careful what you ask for, amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, it's a place in God to where whatever you speak, it will be manifest. If you said, it will happen. Even though that's a little thing, it was very comical, but it was very serious. And it was comical to me, but it was very, very serious to the individual. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you're getting into a place to where your words are powerful. You're getting into a place to where what you say is going to manifest. That's why I get you to the breath. That's why I try to push you and try to get you to the place to where you start prophesizing to your morning. Start prophesizing to your destiny. Start prophesizing to you. Don't wait on you. Listen, you probably see me once or twice out of the week, and that's it for a Sunday morning. And once we start having Bible study, for a Bible study, amen. But you see yourself every day. You talk to yourself every day. You hear your voice every day. You pray for yourself more than anybody else pray for you. Y'all hear me? My God, that's why I'm constantly trying to get you. The Lord want to constantly try to get you to be in that frame of mind of prophesizing to yourself, speaking to yourself, putting things out there in the atmosphere, positivity that's coming your way. Tell yourself, regardless of where you at, you are successful. Your finances is turning around. My God Almighty, your bank account is still a place where you need to be, for where you don't have to keep looking back and forth and try to manage and juggle around a dollar or two. Amen. Tell yourself that your body, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed. I'm fine. Amen. My God Almighty, let your body know that, listen, we ain't wrestling with this sickness. We in rehabilitation. And because we're in rehabilitation, we having symptoms like it is the sickness. But I got to keep going. I got to keep going. I just want you to pop. You got to begin to prophesize to your life, prophesize to your destiny, prophesize to where you're going, speak to it, and don't let nobody stop you. Because I'm telling you right now, once your prophecies realize that you ain't playing no games, you better watch out, because whatever you release in the atmosphere, it will manifest. It got to know you ain't playing no games. You are for real with this thing, amen. Listen, I better get ready to move on. I'm telling you right now, because I'm about ready. I feel a hoop coming up out of me. Y'all better watch out. I feel a hoop coming up out of me this Friday morning. My God, listen, let me bring on the woman of God right after that. We're going to get our very own Pastor Smith, amen. Going to come on and go ahead and give us words of encouragement of this Friday the morning, but I feel a hoop coming outside of my spirit. God bless you, Mother Price. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Temple. Father God, first of all, I have to give honor to my Heavenly Father, who's ahead of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Minister Smith, and to his First Lady, and to the ADM members and the front line. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning just for another day of life by itself. And we come to give you thanks in all the glory, because you're worthy to be praised. No matter what circumstances that we are in or whatever we are going through, God, we should still give you the glory, God. Let praise continually fall off our lips like never before. We thank you just how you just kept us safe all last night, God. Oh, God, we thank you like never before, God. Because we realize, God, a fire could have broke out in our home. A thief could have broke in. How do the most take out? Someone could have came in and just destroyed everything. But since they didn't, because of your grace and your mercy, God, we say thank you for your safety. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, this morning. For that demands of God, your means of God, are still ringing out, God, still calling your name out, still praying, still crying out like never before. So we ask you this morning, God, continue to let them stay up on the wall and never come down, God, and continue to cry out like never before. Let them rock the trumpet, God, and cry out, oh, God, we thank you because we know Jesus still lives. We still know Jesus is a deliverer. We still know that Jesus is a Maywaker out of no way, God. So we say thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every mother that it is in the name of Jesus. As they say yesterday, the virtuous woman, God, we thank you for the virtuous women, God. We thank you because they're still crying out to the young. They're still crying out to the middle age. Men and boys, God, everywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we pray this morning, God, let them take time just to listen to the wisdom that comes from these mothers' mouths. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We can't say nothing but thank you because you've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. In the name of Jesus, God. So this morning, God, as we'll rise, God, let us begin to praise you and to worship you, God. Oh, to lay on our face, God, and give that time to you. Just say thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for everything, God. Even the breath that you allowed us to breathe, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we lift up every person, lady, that it is today. In the name of Jesus, continue, God, to strengthen her like never before, to shield and protect her as she go up and down the highways and the byways, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for them, God. Oh, we thank you for them so much in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift our family members up this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them. Whatever they're going to, if they're trying to get in school, a college, a job, God, in the name of Jesus, God, if it's your will, God, let it be granted to them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but let them still know how that let you be first in their life in the name of Jesus, God, because you're the only one, God, can make things happen. You can make miracles in a minute, in a second, God. Don't let us never forget, God, that it's you. It's not us, God. But it's all you in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to let us be humble in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us honor you as we honor our leaders in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us be obedient like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. We thank you for opening eyes this morning, God. Oh, we thank you for opening the spiritual eyes and the natural eyes in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody been blind for a long time, God. Oh, God, well, we pray this morning, God, that you begin to open their eyes, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, and spiritual eyes also, God. God, we ask that you begin to open deaf ears. Open deaf ears, God, so that people can hear your voice, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, speak in the name of Jesus, God, that they'll hear your word, God. Little Moshe, God, your word is sweet, God. Your word is so sweet, God. Oh, just a word from you, God, makes a difference. Just one word, Tikota Moshe, from you makes a difference, God. And let us begin to repent each and every day, God. Whatever we have said or did or thought, God, we realize, God, that you know every thought that we think, God. So if it was unclean, thought, Brother, we ask that you forgive us, God. Anything we said to hurt somebody or to damage somebody, God, we pray that you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even the place that we went to when we know we had no business going into, God. Lord, let us begin to repent in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us walk holy. Holy as you walk holy, God. We realize holy is the way. No other way but the way of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up everyone, God, this day. All over the world, God. Let them begin to call on your name like never before. Let them begin to receive your salvation. Let them know that salvation is good. It's a destiny for everybody. So, God, this day we pray. We cry out to you, God. Let your perfect will be done. Not our will, our Lord, but your will, God. Let us realize when we make our decision, we make wrong decisions. But if we turn them over to you, God, everything will be all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to know that we belong to somebody that loves us. We don't have to reach out for love anymore because Jesus is love. In the name of Jesus. So we say thank you for your love, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you look upon our communion, God, as we enter out our door, God, that you begin everywhere that our feet tread, God. Let a difference be made. In the name of Jesus, God. Everybody that we come in contact with, God, let a difference be made, God. Let them see the light that shine upon us. In the name of Jesus, God. Not only just on Sunday, God, but 7 days a week, all day long, God. Let us make a difference to somebody, God. When we open our mouth, God, let them hear the power that comes from you, God. The anointing that comes first, God. The anointing that breaks the yoke in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we walk, we might look strange to others, God. But it's all right, God. We know that you created us, God. And everything that you created was good in your image. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We still cry out for the sinner man, God. We ask, God, that you make a U-turn in the mighty name of Jesus in our life, God. Save, deliver, and set free. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to separate themselves, God, isolate them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they can't hear nobody but your voice, God. Oh, God, we thank you for doing this, that, in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, there's power in the tongue. The tongue, God, that has power. It's death for life, God. So we speak life today, God. We speak, God. We are the head and not the tail. We are the limb and not the bar. Hallelujah, God. We are above and not beneath this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for turning things around, God. We thank you for rising us up above our circumstances. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the nugget that Minister Smith is going to throw out to us, God, and let us receive it like never before, God, and let us hold on to everything of yours is good, God, that we cut a motion, God, hide it in our heart, God, that we won't forget, God, and each and every day, God, let us begin to think on your word, let us begin to think on things in a love and kind and peace and a sound mind this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask, hallelujah, this morning, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, this morning. Glory be to God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. We thank you, Mother Price, for that anointed prayer on this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, and to my pastor. Amen. Praise God. And our First Lady, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, to the ADM front line. Amen. To the ADM family. To the family out there in radio land, we give all praise and honor to God on today. Thank God. Amen. Well, got a little nugget for us today. But first, we're going to do a little recap. Amen. Praise God. Of the nuggets that we got during the week. Amen. And for those of you who missed it, praise God, now you can kind of catch up. Amen. Praise God. On Monday, our own prophet, Spencer, came and was talking about transparency and worshiping God. On Tuesday, the prophet came back and backed that up with a place of worship. Pray up Korea and Russia. Amen. On Tuesday, also, Minister Juanita came and gave us the virtuous woman. On Wednesday, Mother Helen came and did a drive-by and spoke on fear. On Thursday, our pastor came back and was talking about being in proper place and alignment. Amen. And then Brother Joe backed that up with faith and hope. Amen. And then the prophet came back this morning talking about staying in the push. Amen. Amen. So this morning, the nugget that I have for you all out there is how to pray. You know, a brother came up to me the other day and he said, can you teach me how to pray? Isn't that ironic? The same thing that the disciples went and said to Jesus. Amen. So the Lord just laid on my heart. Amen. Praise God. You know, we got a lot of saints get saved and they're young and everything, and they don't know how to pray. They don't know where to go in the Word to get the words to pray or anything like that. And I just want to tell you this. There's individual prayer for the individual, and then there's corporate prayer for like the church body or the church family or families or however you want to put it. That's corporate prayer. Amen. And it begins like this. God wants us to communicate with Him. So how do we communicate with God? It is through prayer. Amen. And our scripture will be coming from Luke, the 11th chapter, 1st through the 13th verse. Luke 11, 1 through 13. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. So find that secret place to pray. Amen. Your closet, your prayer room, your man cave, your woman cave, your car, or anywhere quiet. Amen. And talk to God. Amen. When you start to pray, pray like the disciples prayed. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Amen. And it starts out with, Our Father, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And then the prayer that King David prayed, Psalms 23, 1 through 6. And I'm not going to go through that one. You can read that one on your own. But the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Praise God. And after you pray, be still and let the Spirit of God minister to you. Amen. The Lord speaks to you audibly, your mind, your heart, your spirit, man. Amen. You should pray daily. Amen. At least in the mornings, noonday, and evenings. Amen. Before bedtime. Amen. It is another time to pray is noontime. Amen. And 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, for the words say, pray without ceasing. Matthew 26 and 41 says, watch and to pray that you not fall into temptation. Amen. So prayer is very important to God and should be important to us as well. So we must understand that prayer does change things. Amen. Pray against every opposition, trial, and tribulation. Amen. Remember, the negative things coming your way is only a test. Sometimes God allows those things to test you, to test your faith. Amen. And for the enemy, Psalms 27, 1 through 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Amen. Well, kind of short this morning, but just want to get you on the right road to knowing how to pray and where to go in the Bible to find the words to pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope this has helped someone along the way. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Back into the hands of our pastor and prophet, Temple Simpson.
God bless you guys. Amen. You know, it's very important. That's why, you know, I really make this my daily agenda. I really can't stress how much important this is to dealing with prayer. Amen. And we just got to make sure that we really stand in the face of God. Amen. And please, you know, and that is a start. What Pastor Smith gave, that is, man, you turn there and you really get into that, and you really could start right there. Start right there. Amen. Amen. And after you start right there, you'll start seeing your prayer life going up in different elevation. But this is the time to where we have to commune with Him. And that's one of the things that the enemy is trying to plug off the saints of God. He'll have you pray when you get a prayer partner, or we call somebody, or be the next grand one. But it's not that time. It's not that corporate time that Pastor Smith was talking about, but it's that intimate time, where you shut off the TV and you just commune with God. You go in your own bedroom, you go in your room, or whatever you have to do, be by yourself and just intercede with the living God. Because saints of God, I'm telling you right now, I wish I could tell you to get away around it, but I can't tell you that, and I'm not going to tell you that, because prayer, part of the process that you have to go through to commune with God, and it's part of the process to really get to know who your God is. You know, prayer is a form of communication, and if you never talked to an individual, how would you know him? How would you know the individual? Communication is a prime key, and also communication is a damage. It damages relationship, and also it causes divorce because it's not a proper communication that's going on. God wants you to begin to commune with Him. He wants you to begin to give Him proper communication. Tell Him everything about you. I just tell the saints of God, you know, it's so funny how I hear people, they always have something to say about somebody. They always have a word to talk about somebody, always have something to just share. Like, this person, the Lord shared me with this. The Lord told me to tell you this. Lord told me to tell you that. I just really look at him and shake my head, because I be wondering, you know, God tell you everything about everybody, but he don't tell you about yourself. You know, number one thing in communication, and when you get intimate communication, two individuals talk amongst themselves, especially in a relationship. They talk about their self. They talk about the likes and dislikes. They talk about different things that can help improve you and help make you better than what you are. It's different things that you might be doing wrong and you might be doing great, you know, and that healthy communication come back. And that's what the Lord wants each and every one of us to do with Him. We communicate with Him. It's not so much of a, God, I need you to come down and fix it. God, I need you to come down. You know, most of my conversation, you know, this is my morning prayer, but most of my conversations be with the Lord. It's just like how I talk to me and my wife, and or just a person that I'm in a very good relationship with, and be very transparent. Amen. And a lot of you, let's be very transparent with the Lord, for the Lord can begin to, you can build a relationship with Him. And a lot of us is getting deceived because we don't really know God. How can you talk? Well, it's just like a baby. They learn their parents' voice. They just don't come out and just say, oh, I know them. No, they've been learning the parents' voice ever since they was in the womb. Then when they come out into the world, they don't recognize, say, oh, that's my mother, or that's my father. They recognize the voice. They recognize the voice. And because they recognize the voice, they can say, mama, dada. And they said mama and dada to the voice, because they recognized the voice since they was in the womb, because they've been a voice talking. They've been hearing the voice. You got to recognize the voice of God, but you got to keep talking to him. And after a while, you'll begin to recognize him. And that way you can build a healthy relationship up with God. And you'll know, that's my father there speaking. That's not me. My mind ain't playing tricks on me. That's my father there speaking. That way you don't have to, you won't be deceived and be transformed through the ideology of man's world, but through the theology of the kingdom. Thanks to God, let's remember, let's keep praying. I'm glad Pastor Smith really closing that up with that, because that really gonna jump start our Monday afternoon to get us back and keep us mind focused in prayer, because at the end of the day you need it. I'm sorry, saints of God. I wish I could tell you, say we could go to sleep or just wave God off and say, not this morning, God, I'm tired. I'm telling you right now, no. This is part. It doesn't matter if you're in the pulpit, preaching, sliding across the floor, laying out everybody in the church, or you just sitting there holding up, passing out brochures as individual walk in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't even go to church. Amen. My God Almighty, the Bible says, when my people turn for their wicked ways, my God Almighty, then I will hear from the land. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for us to begin to start making some turn and transition, not in Bobo, Sister Toto, and Sister all that life. Let's be the one to look in the mirror and just look at ourselves and say, I got to first make transitions in myself. I got to first begin to talk to my father, and that way I can begin to learn his voice and learn when he is speaking to me. Because if I'm not talking to him like I'm supposed to, how will I know that is him? Amen. Let's begin to talk to our father. Let's begin to talk, because he want to talk to you about you. It's not so much trying to talk to you about somebody else and try to see in somebody else's life. Saints of God, let me share this with you. And before I leave, many people, they go to God and try to see in other people's lives, and they just say, oh, this person ain't no good for to me. This person, see, that's that church stuff. That's a church that done been hurt and done been damaged, and they haven't got healed over yet. And they blaming everything, and everybody coming there is a demon and all this kind of stuff here. And everybody teaching that stuff, you know. Oh, y'all about to watch that one. Y'all see that one? Girl, I seen that one. You know, that's a spirit. Oh, y'all about not, don't let that spirit come and touch you. Listen, let's stop with that foolishness. At the end of the day, let's stop with that foolishness. Amen. Brain, you should be anointed enough, and you should be know who you are. Bring that spirit up in there, and it's good. That way you can help that individual get delivered. Amen. Let's get out of that. That's that church stuff. Amen. Let's get out of that kind of stuff, and we get developed. We get developed into this type of stuff that is not of God. Amen. God don't want to just sit there and tell you about everybody. 95% of the time, people probably see me in church, and God, when I'm up under the Spirit, God will use me to prophesy or whatever. That's that 5% of the time. That's the 5%. 95% of the time, God is talking to me about me and my wife, about our life. Different turns, business decision, business deal, position to us. I don't sit around and in prayer and commune. Once I send something up to God, a different individual, our people, and the church, and keep things covered, that's it. I don't stay there. You know, I talk to God, and God began to deal with Pastor Temple, you know, and he began to deal with me and my wife by different things in our life, where we could constantly continue to be in an impact in the world and constantly continue to build success and be successful. You know, amen. I don't be into all that. When you see me in a revival or up under the Spirit, that's that 5% of the time to where he's talking to me about somebody else, or he giving me a word for somebody else. Other than that, No, saints of God. And that's why it really curious me when I see here different ones, and I be hearing all this stuff. People, now that you just got developed in a church style, in a church metaphor, and to where that's all they talking about. That baby, God is talking to you about you. He's going to sit and talk to you about you. When we've seen these stories in the Bible, these are the stories that these people was on assignment, but it wasn't on assignment for all the days of their life. Moses got on assignment for that certain season he dealt with God. Jonah, you know, they wasn't on assignment for all day, for the rest of their life. So God was talking to them pertaining to the people, pertaining to the assignment that he gave. Amen. Saints of God, let's get focused. Let's get the Lord in our life. And let's let the Lord deal with our life. And let's begin to be successful men and women walking with the Lord. And he's giving us strategies. He's giving us plans. He's getting us fixed up. Some of us, he probably need to tell us, listen, you need to stop all that. You're gospeling too much. And you're gospeling to the wrong people because they're setting up a trap for you. You know, sometimes God got to talk to us about that. You know, I remember. Yeah, I don't even know why I'm talking like this or saying this with you. I don't even know why. But I remember my God Almighty, I remember when God had to take me through a chastised period. You know, I remember when I called myself preaching the word of God, slide across the floor, hooping the holler. God had to tell me to shut up. He said, son, shut up. It's just like that raw. This is what prayer does. This is what prayer, it builds a relationship and communication. I remember God had to tell me about myself. You're out of order. That's it. You know, you need to stop. If you're going to continue this way, you need to sit down. You'll need to minister. You'll need to do that. See, this is the thing. And if we really get a relationship with God and stop having a relationship with the church metaphor or the style of a church, we'll start having good quality leaders and also people. Because now you're in tune with God and you're not in tune with all the other stuff. This is what true prayer does. It brings you into an intimate place with the Father. And when you're in an intimate place with the Father, like a husband and wife, you know, the husband and wife, yeah, they get in talk. They share different things. But a lot of times they'll deal with each other. Baby, you need to stop that. Baby, you need to change that. You need to get that attitude together. Baby, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving. Come on, babe. God going to bless you because you don't help out so many. That's what type of the relationship is. That's the relationship God wants with each and every one of you. Amen. Let's build that up first and let God give us the assignment. And the assignment will make the gifts activate it, illuminate the gifts that is in you for you can do the job of the assignment. But the first assignment, I want y'all to hear this. The first assignment is your life, your home, your walk in God in your personal life, not in the church. In your personal life, that's where the church is going to be illuminated. That's where the saints of God is really going to shine, in your personal life. Not in the four walls, but we have good worship service, good preaching, good hallelujah time. But in your personal life, in your personal walls, that's where we need to hear him. That's where we need to communicate with him. And that's where we need to start getting some things in order. Amen. Amen. He'll teach you. I remember one time I was going through, I don't know why. This got to be for somebody, and this helping somebody. I know. Every time God take me different ways, I'm like, I don't know why. It's for somebody. I remember one time that it was years ago, but I was in a very horrible place. I was in very a horrible place, very horrible time. And I remember going into the bathroom, and as I was going to the bathroom, turned on the sink. The Holy Spirit, at that time, I did not know that was the Holy Spirit. I did not know that was the voice of God. But at that time, I heard a voice says, look at yourself. And I lift my head up and I look at myself and in the mirror. Say, look at you. The Spirit, the voice says, I don't want to see you hold your head down another day over this situation. Straighten yourself up. You represent me. Now, this is what the voice was telling me. But I was so much in the place, I was just listening to the voice and listening to what the voice was telling me. And at that time, y'all probably recognized me as a bald head man, but I had hair then. And the Spirit been telling me, say, do this to your hair. Do this to your head. Straighten them up. Get them clippers. Do this. You look like where you're going. Never look like where you are. Straighten yourself up. And the Spirit told me, say, if you want to represent me, you fix yourself up and look like a representative of me. And from that day on forth, I'm telling you right now, listen, that stayed in me and it stayed in my spirit. And this is what the Spirit does when you're communicating with Him, proper communication. And I pray in the name of Jesus before we get off this airways that each and every one of you go through a sifting in your spirit. Things that was imparted, things that was taught, things that was seen, things that we thought of that was the right direction, but yet it was just really a direction that is really was fluffing and contamination. I pray that you would get into a healthy spot with God and you'll begin to see God illuminating your own personal life, illuminating your life, illuminating your home. Before we start seeing, my God, all this illumination in people, demons, and all this kind of stuff, let's see it illuminating your life. And I just got to let you know, baby, listen, a spirit understand that you're more powerful than him. You don't have to worry about. You just speak the word of God and keep walking and let God lead you in your life. Saints of God, football season back in. It's time for us to play some offense. It's the offense that wins the game. I know we know how to play that defense, but we can play the defense all day and have the best defense in the world. But if we never get that offense team up to par, we will lose the game. Amen? So let's get our offense up to par so we can get ready to play this game and always win. Listen, Saints of God, if you ain't doing nothing Sunday morning, please, we want you to come on out, be with ADM family, come and love on them. Amen? You'll find out who's who, who's behind the scene, who's saying this, who's saying that. You can be able to love them because I know a lot of you are from different ones. You've been very inspired. Amen. And we just thank you. We send the love all our way out all over the world, my God, and also in North Korea. We send the love out to you. We're just letting you know we love you no matter what, in spite of what the government have and the different type issues. But we have people that is in the world same as you. You have people that is there and you expression the love, and because at the end of the day, we have to be the balance in the midst of situation. We are lovable people, and we all are lovable. We love each other, amen, because we are Christ's representative. In that case, we love each other. As long as we keep loving each other and we put Christ first, America will be great again, and America will be protected, amen. Same as North Korea, and same as Russia, same as China and Japan, amen. We will be protected long as we keep God first, and they'll always keep us covered, amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you. We love you all, saints of God. If not, we'll see you Monday at 7 p.m. My God Almighty, you be blessed. Begin to talk to God. I want you to talk to Him. Don't worry about what's going on in the church. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about your problem. God, let me. No. You sit and commune with God. And God loves to talk to you about your life to help improve you, to help take you to a place. Some of you, you need to talk to Him. He need to help you with this business plan where you can get this business launched up off the ground. And He show you different avenues to take. Amen. Let's talk to Him. Let's get our life moving forward. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. You'll all be blessed.